This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It may or may not have been planned this way, but Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg spent a couple hours sitting at a long green table in front of the Senate Commerce Committee today, 1 year to the day after the first of those two Boeing 737 MAX crashes. Natalie Kitchareff of The New York Times was at the hearing. Natalie, it's good to have you back on the program.
Thanks, Kai.
First things first, I saw a tweet of yours this morning as Mr. Muilenburg was heading into the hearing that his job was on the line. Do you think he saved it?
I think he performed pretty well, honestly, given the situation. Now, keep in mind, he faces two hearings this week. Tomorrow, he faces the House Transportation Committee. That's the committee that has been leading the investigation into the MAX. And that's expected to be the more adversarial of the two hearings.
That's really interesting, because today, I mean, there were moments of collegiality and common cause, but there was a whole lot of adversarial questioning as well, right, on these text messages and what Boeing knew when it knew it. Also, the idea of the FAA and how Boeing works with them to certify this plane.
That's right. I mean, what I would say covering this for the last several months, I think there was a lot of fear inside of the company about how he was going to handle this. He's not known to be a particularly comfortable public speaker, but he was able to navigate some of those tense moments. Tomorrow, you're going to see the committee that has really been digging into this documentation. These are folks that really know their stuff, supposedly. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. I mean, I do think there were moments of reckoning for the company and some really important admissions by the CEO today.
Do you think he convinced the senators, at least, and as you say, we'll see how he does tomorrow, do you think he convinced them that Boeing's mission is safety first, as he took pains to say, Mr. Muilenburg?
Well, I mean, it's unclear what they were convinced about. I think what he was able to say and what was, I think, really important for the company to get across is that they are committed to improvements. You've seen this company kind of have a level of confidence in the past where they haven't wanted to admit any error. And that comes from Muilenburg as well. This time around, he was a little more flexible on that. And I think that flexibility probably went over better than an approach of nothing to see here, we're not changing anything.
A word here about Boeing as a going concern, as it were, right? I mean, this company has tens of billions of dollars in backlogged orders. The 737 MAX will eventually, one imagines, fly again. So it's not like the company's at risk.
No, that's right. I mean, this is the biggest aircraft maker in the world in an industry where it's essentially a duopoly. Yeah. So no one should expect that Boeing is going anywhere. That being said, they have enormous brand risks to be managing right now. And this is the person at the helm of all of that. So whether he stays in his post, whether he's able to get the company through this, I think it's a big question. That doesn't mean the company's going anywhere, but the extent to which they can manage it, I mean, it's an open debate at this point.
Last thing, my first question was sounded and was tone deaf, right? Because first things first in this issue is not Mr. Muilenburg's job, but the 350 or so people who are dead because of the 737 MAX. I want you to tell me what happened as he was on his way out of the hearing and that I guess she's the mother of a victim stopped him.
That's right. And this was a really intense moment where Nadia Millerin, who's the mother of Samia Stumo, who died in the Ethiopian crash, confronted Mr. Muilenburg directly and said, "You need to look at people when you apologize to them." And he's on his way out. He spins around, looks her right in the eye and said, "I'm sorry." It was the first time that that's happened. Now, I understand he's meeting with the crash victims today, and so we'll address them, but it was a moment.
Natalie Kitchareff from The New York Times. She and the paper have been all over this story the past couple of months. Natalie, thanks a lot. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you, Kai.